This has been a thrilling weekend for basketball fans watching the men's NCAA tournament in San Antonio. Last night, Georgia Tech and the University of Connecticut won their semifinal games right before or right at the buzzer. Still, sports writer King Kaufman is embarrassed to admit that he's caught up in the excitement.
March Madness is three weekends of blatant hypocrisy and the worst kind of moral relativism. And I'm just talking about myself. I spend 11 and a half months every year criticizing big-time college sports as a corrupt enterprise, the NCAA as a cartel manager that cares more about profits than about the welfare of its so-called student-athletes. A better term would be unpaid employees. I write a lot about what I call the big lie, the myth of amateurism, the idea that Division I college athletes aren't unpaid workers in a multi-billion dollar industry. Oh no, they're simple college students engaging in an extracurricular activity, like chess club or pottery class. College sports have been rocked by some particularly ugly scandals over the last year, and I believe the big lie of amateurism is behind them all. When people can't get their due legally, they'll find ways to get it illegally. But then March comes, and for three weekends I forget all of this. I'm a drooling fan. I fill out brackets and enter pools. I make fun of my friends' picks. You took Florida over Manhattan? Stanford to the Final Four? The NCAA tournament is just about the perfect athletic event. Dozens of games, each one ending someone's season. I love the drama, the buzzer beaters, the building excitement in those early rounds. You lay eyes on a team for the very first time, and then 2 hours later you're living and dying with them as they try to pull off an upset over some powerhouse. The women, too. The Final Four, this weekend for both, is a magnificent event. Nothing but red-hot teams against the best opponents. But what about the corruption? Look, I could come up with some twisted reasoning to make it seem okay for me to enjoy the tournament, but that would be my own big lie. Let's face it, the entertainment value overcomes my moral outrage, and my outrage is enough to make me red-faced and blathering 49 weeks out of the year. Big-time college sports need cleaning up badly, but if guys like me are parked in front of our TVs every year at this time, where's the pressure for reform going to come from? I'm going to think about that question after the championship game.
King Kaufman writes about sports for Salon.com. The women's semifinals take place tonight in New Orleans. Minnesota is facing off against Connecticut, and Louisiana State is playing Tennessee.